Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fifth topic of Parshas Behar, the Issur of Lending with Ribbis. Perek Chof Hei, Posuk Lamed Hei. Mechi yomuch ochicha, umoto yodoimoch, ve'echezak tobo yigir, ve'esoy shom avochai imoch. And if your brother becomes poor, brother in this context doesn't necessarily mean a relative. Any Jew is considered your brother. Umoto yodoi imoch. The word yodoi in this context means he lost his ability to support himself. His hand that makes a living fell to the ground. Vechezaktoboi, you should help him out before he falls apart completely. And even if he's not a born Jew, he's a geir. Or even if he's not Jewish at all, he's a toishov. A toishov is a goy who is mekabel on himself not to be Eved Avodah Zarah, but he still eats nevelah of teifos, he's not Jewish. They're also the zechiyuv to help him out, v'chai imach, help him support himself. Says Rashi v'echazak toboy, al tanichayu sheyered v'yipoil v'yekosher akimoy. Don't let him fall completely, and then it's much harder to get him back up on his feet. Help him out from the second you see that he's not able to support himself fully. You have a donkey that's carrying a heavy load. So long that it's on the donkey. One person can help him up. But once the donkey collapsed, even five people can't help him up. Geir v'soyshov, afimu geir oy toyshov. A geir we know, a goy that joined the Jewish religion. Veizu toyshov, kol shekibel olav shalilav edavid izore, but voichel neveilois, he's not Jewish, but he's a goy that's makabel, not to be edavid izore, he has this status, and we're mechuyev to support him also. Pozog lamed vov, al tikach meitoy nesher v'sarbis, v'yoriso me'aloy hecho, v'chei ochicho imoch. And how should you help out your brother that he fell and he's not able to support himself? The first thing is, before you get to tzedakah, lend him money. But when you lend him money, don't lend him with interest. The word interest, the Torah has two words for it, neshech and talbis. The word neshech is meloshon biting, because when you lend with ribis, you're biting more money out of the loive, out of the borrower. And talbis is focusing on what the malve is gaining. He's gaining more money than he lent. But they both mean the same thing. Don't lend with ribis. You should fear Hashem. Rashi will tell us, tupshotim. Why specifically, by this Isser does it say, you should fear from Hashem? And through this, this is how you should help your brother support himself. Says Rashi, Nesher v'sarbis, chad shavinu rabonon. It's the same idea, two different words. Why does it repeat itself? If a person lends with beribis, he's over two lav. Why specifically over here? Two pshat. Pshat number one, a person naturally would like to take interest. It's hard to separate yourself from this iser. Because a person has a heroas etel. It makes perfect sense. I had money by me. I could have invested it and made money off it. And instead I'm lending it by you. So I deserve to get paid for that. That's what we call interest. That's why the Torah has to say, you need an extra yira shamayim in order to hold yourself back from taking ribis. That's one pshat. A second pshat, oyat toile ma'oisav begoy. Somebody could lie and lend beribis and say, oh, it's not my money. This is a goy's money. I'm just holding it on for him, holding on for this money for the goy. And a goy is allowed to lend beribis. And nobody knows the truth. Nobody but the person himself knows the truth. Hashem knows, and therefore you should fear Hashem and not pull this shtick. Posuk lamed zayin es kaspecho lo yisiten lo ibet neshech u marbis lo yisiten och lecho. And even though Rashi told us before that Neshech and Talbis are both the same thing, namely referring to taking interest, nevertheless our pasuk differentiates between them. And he says, when you're lending money, don't give him Neshech. Namely, don't lend him the money in order to get Neshech back. And when you're lending food items, don't lend him the food items in order to get back more than what you lent. Take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban explains why by money it's more shaykh neshech, and by food it's more shaykh marbis. Pozuk lamenaches, ani, adoyno yelo, yeichem, asho yitzeis, yeschem, mi'eretz mitzchoyim, lo seiz lochem es eretz, kena'an, lihiyoiz lochem, leiloihim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi will tell us two reasons why the Torah specifically mentions over here Yetzias Mitzrayim. And why did I take you out of Mitzrayim? Loses lochem es Eretz Kenan, to give you schar, to give you Eretz Kenan if you keep my mitzvahs. And only in Eretz Kenan will it be liyos lochem lelokim, there I will be your God. Says Rashi, asher yitzeis yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. The first part of Rashi says it's referring specifically to Makas Bechoyros. V'ivchanti bein Bechoyr l'sheina Bechoyr. We know that in Mitzrayim, the Bechor, when it was Makas Bechoyros, it was the Bechoyros not only from the mother, but even from the father. A firstborn from the mother, everybody knows. A firstborn from the father, who knows, other than Hashem. Says Hashem, I was able to tell. Guess what? I also know if it's your money that you're lending beribis and you're claiming, you're lying, that it's really a goy's. That was Rashi's second pshat in the previous posuk. Davaracher, going along with the first pshat in the previous posuk. Asher itzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, al menashe tekabulu aleichem mitzvoisai. I took you out of Mitzrayim on condition that you will do my mitzvahs, va'afilu hein kvedos aleichem, even if they're difficult to do. As Rashi told us in the first pshat before, a person has a ras hetel. I'm lending my money, I could have invested it, made money, so of course I deserve to get ribis. I took out of Mitzrayim to keep my mitzvahs, even if they're difficult to keep. Losos lochem es eretz Kenan, bischar shetekablu mitzvoisai. As a reward for being mekabel on yourself to do my mitzvahs, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, I will be your God. Ad kan the fifth topic, the Isur of Ribis. On to the sixth topic, an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave that sold himself to another Yid. Posuk lametez, yechiyomu chokicho imoch. If your brother became poor and as a result he sold himself to you as an Eved, do not work with him as you work with a goyish slave, namely degrading jobs. Says Rashi, avoidas Eved, avoidas shel gnai, sheinika bo ke'eved. Don't treat him like an Eved Knani. For example, sheloyelich kelov achov lebeis hamelchotz, b'loyinoy lo min olov. He should not be taking your clothing after you to the bathhouse. Or she should not be tying your shoes. That's a degrading job that only an Eved Knani is allowed to do, not an Eved Ivri. Posuk mem kisochir kisoyshov yihi eimoch ad shnas hayoveil ya'avoid imoch. Rather, an Eved Ivri is meant for jobs that you hire people to do, either a short-term hiring or a long-term hiring, like working the fields and other types of similar jobs. And when Yovel comes, you gotta set him free, even if Yovel came before the completion of 6 years that he's normally sold for. Says Rashi, kisochir ketoyshov avodas kanka, umelechas umnus, working the land, and other type of professional jobs. Kishal schirim isnaig boy, treat him like other workers. Achnas hayoivel, impoga bo yoivel ifnei sheishonim, hayoivel moitzioi. Posug memale, viotso meimoch, hu uvanovi moi, veshovel mishpachtoi, velachuzas avisov yoshuv. And when he goes out free from slavery by Yovel, also his children go out free. The question is, his children never sold themselves to you, only he. So why does he have to tell me the children go out free? Says Rav Shimon, Rashi will quote it. This is coming to teach us that the master, when buying a slave, when he became poor, he also has to support his children. And when he goes out, he goes back to his family. Velachuzas avois of Yoshuv. Literally translated, he goes back to the inheritance of his father. But that's obvious. Just because he became a slave doesn't mean he loses his field or his house. Rather, says Rashi, this is referring to a different din. This is referring to a din if he had a chosh of a position. He was a Rav or a Rosh Hashiva or something like that. And he had to sell himself as a slave. When he's finished his slavery, don't be mezalzel on him. He should go back to his original position. Says Rashi, who von of imoy. Oh, Rab Shimon, im hu nimka bon of mi mochon. Elo mikan she rabbi chai ben mezayno is bon of. The master has to feed the children also. Ve'alachud az avoysov, says Rashi, el kvoid avoysov. To the honor of his, of the position that he received from his fathers. Do not degrade him because of this. Achuzas in this context does not mean inheritance, rather chezkas. He has a chazoko. His father was a rav and he inherited that position. You have to let him go back to it and don't be mezalzel in it. Posuk membeis ki avodai heim masher oitzeisi oisoma meret mitzroyim lo imocheru mimkeres oved. Being that Am Yisrael are my avodim, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, I was coining them as my slaves, as my servants. And therefore, I am telling you, when you do sell one a yid to another, lo yimocheru mimkeres oved, don't sell him as you sell a goyish slave. Namely, don't announce I have an eved to be sold, and don't put him on the slave market. Says Rashi, ki avodai heim shtori koidem, my shtar mechira came before, I took about a mitzayim. Lo yimocheru mimkeres oved. Two examples, be'achroz, to announce, kan yesh eved limkoil, rather do it discreetly. And number two, lo yamidenu aleven alekach, don't put him on the pedestal where they sell slaves. Posuk mem gimel lo yisir devoi beforech, v'yorei iso me'eloihecho. Don't have the Eved Ivri doing unnecessary jobs. And even if nobody other than you knows that it's unnecessary, Hashem knows what you're thinking. Says Rashi, unnecessary jobs, just kedei la'anoisoi, just to torture him. Don't ask him to heat up a cup of water for you if you know you don't need it. Or aduyo tachas agefen atche ovoi, plow underneath the vineyards until I come. This is a different type of beforech, namely an endless job. You didn't say finish the job. You say keep on plowing until I come. Don't do that. Shematoy marin makir bedovorim letzorechim lav. Going back to the first example, maybe you'll say nobody knows whether I want to drink that hop, cut a cup of water or not. I'm telling the Eved that I do need it. Says the Pasuk, only you know it. Hashem knows what's going through your mind. Pasuk mem dalid ve'avdecho ve'amosecho asher yihiyu loch me'eis hagoyim asher sivivo yiseichem mehem tiknu eved ve'amo. This pasuk is going back to pasuk lametes. The Torah told us, "Lisavid be'avodas oved, do not work with an eved ivri as you would work with an eved kanani." So you'll ask yourself, "So who's going to be my eved? Who's going to take my clothing to the bathhouse? Who's going to tie my shoes for me?" Says the Torah, "If you want someone to do that for you, go buy yourself a goyish slave, male or female, from the goyim that are around Eretz Yisrael. From them you could buy an eved v'amo." Says Rashi, who's going to do the degrading jobs for me? And my Eved Ivri, you're telling me I can do whatever I want with him. The Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, I can't use them as slaves, because the Torah tells us in Parshas Ekev that you have to kill all the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. The answer is, Meis Agoyim Asher Svivu Yiseichem. Those surrounding Eretz Yisrael, Heim Yiyu L'chol HaAvodim. Asher Svivu Yiseichem, but not V'loi B'toich Gvul She'Arzechem, not the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, Sharei Bohem Amarti, Lo Yisachai Kol Nosham. You can't let them live, you have to kill them. פוסק ממהי וגם מבני התוישובים הגורים ממוכם ממהם תקנו וממשפחתו אשר ממוכם אשר הולידו בארצכם והיו לוחם לאחוזו.
Another option where you could buy your slaves from the neighboring goyim, that they come to Eretz Yisrael and they marry women from Eretz Yisrael and they have a child, since by goyim it goes after who the father was and the father was a goy outside of Eretz Yisrael, so there is no din lo yisechai kol neshama. There you could buy them as slaves also, and they will be as you to you for an inheritance. Says Rashi.
וגם מבניית הישובים, שבואו מסביבו יסייכם, ליסו נושים בארצכם, to marry women, goyish women in your land, ויולדו להם, by goy we know, הבן הולך אחר אב, ואין אולי בכלל כל לא יסחי, you don't have to kill him, אלא אטומותו לקנו יסי כעבד, you can buy him as a slave.
מהם תקנו, says Rashi, אויסום תקנו. The literal translation of מהם תקנו mean, you could buy a slave from him, if he sells you a slave. But that's not what the posuk means. The posuk means oisom tiknu. You could buy them as slaves.
Posuk benvo v'isnachaltem oisom elivneichem achareichem lo reshes achuzo le'oilom abohem ta'avoidu uva'achichem b'nei Yisrael ish b'ochiv lo yisir devoi beforech.
And when you do have an Eved Knani, a goyish slave, you should hold on to him. You own him completely. And then when you die, your children will yarshen them from you. You always have to work with them. You're not allowed to free an Eved Knani. But if a Yid sells himself to you, you may not work with him perech type of jobs. Rashi told us before, this includes two types of jobs. Unnecessary jobs and endless jobs. Even though the Pasuk said it before, Rashi says this be marbe. Even a melech, a king, may not do this type of job with a Jewish eved.
Says Rashi, v'isnachaltam oisom livneichem, hachaziku boim lenachalo letzirech bneichem, hold on to them.
But it doesn't mean inherit them to your children.
V'lo yitokin lefarish hanchilum livneichem, because shim kein hoyol alichtoi v'hinchaltem oisom livneichem, v'isnachaltem oisom
means you hold on to them. And then, when time comes, you'll pass them on to your children. It's about you, not about giving it over to somebody else.
Ish be'ochiv le'hovi nosi be'amov u'melech be'mesholsov shelo lirdois boi beforech.
Even somebody in a rulership position may not do a parech type of job in the Eved Ivri.
Ad kan the sixth topic of an Eved Imri, Eved Ivri nimkal Yisrael.
On to the seventh and last topic of Parshas Behar, an Eved Ivri Nebach who sold himself to a goy.
Posuk Mem Zayin Nevechi Sasi Geyad Ger Veseishov Imoch Umoch Ochicho Imoi Venimkar Leger Doishov Imoch Oy Le'eiker Mishpachas Ger.
The phrase Vechi Sasi Geyad is the opposite of the phrase of Umoto Yodoy in Posuk Lamed Hei. The word yad means the possibility to make a livelihood, to work, and to make money.
In posuk lamedei umoto yodoi imoch,
his hand, his possibility to make a livelihood, fell. And over here, the exact opposite. V'chisasig, it was raised. But whose hand was raised? Who became rich? A geir toishov became rich. Although it says geir v'toishov, Rashi tells us it means a geir toishov. And that is a goy who is mekabel on himself not to be Eved Avodah Zorah, but he's a complete goy. And he's living in Eretz Yisrael, and he made it big. He became rich. And on the other hand, your Jewish brother, Umoch Ochicho Imoy, the Yid became poor. And as a result, your Yid sold himself, V'nimkar le-Ger Toishov, he sold himself to this Ger Toishov. Oy, a second possibility, le-Eker, he sold himself to be a shamus in Avodah Zorah, to sweep the floors, to be a janitor in a church. Or, Mishpachas Geir, he sold himself to the family of that Geir Toishov. the family are Uvda Avodah Zarah Mamish, they're Goyim Gmurim, as opposed to a Ger Toshav. He's also a Goy, but he's not Uvda Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk describes three types of sales. All of them are to Goyim, but three levels. There's the Ger Toshav, he's not Uvda Avodah Zarah. There's the Mishpachas Ger, he's an Uvda Avodah Zarah. And then there's Le'ekel, to the Avodah Zarah itself. Not to be Uvda Avodah Zarah, but to work in the house of an Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, Yad Ger V'Toshav, Ger V'Hu Toshav. Ketargumoy, Aral Toshav, it's one word. V'Sefer Mechiyach, the rest of the Pasuk, V'Nimka L'Ger Toshav. V'Chisasig Yad Ger V'Toshav, Imoch. Migoram Lo Shiyashir, how did this guy became rich? Dibuka Imoch, he hung around Jews. Why did the Jew become poor? He's hanging around the goyim. You learned from the goy. Mishpachas Geir. Rashi reverses the order of the pasuk because he's doing it in consending order. Geir Toshav is the best case scenario. Mishpachas Geir is next, and Eker is the worst. Mishpachas Geir ze agoy. To chop wood and to draw water. Posuk memches acharei nimkar geulot tihiye loy echad me'achov yigolenu. After he was sold, make sure to redeem him, to buy him out of there as quick as possible. One of his relatives should buy him out of the goy. Says Rashi, Gulo tihiyeloi miyad. Al tanichayu sheitamo. Tamo with an ayin at the end means don't let him get mixed in. Don't let him get assimilated with this goy that he sold himself to. Posuk mem tes oy doy doy oy ven doy doy yigolenu oy mishe'er besoroy mimishpachtoy. Igolenu oy hisigo yodoy venigol. Either his uncle or his cousin or any relative from his family should redeem him. Or maybe he himself will come up with the money and buy himself out. Posuk nu nevechishavim koinehu mishenazimach roiloy ad shenazayevel veoyo kesed mimkoroy bemispar shonim kimei sochir yihye imoy. When you want to buy him back from the goy, you have to be honest. You have to make the cheshbon with the goy that bought him. How many years did he buy him for? Depends. We know that this Eved Ivri is going to go out by Yovel. So whenever he bought it, cheshbon out, how many years left till Yovel? And based on that cheshbon, how much money was each year's work sold for? How many years did he actually work for the goy that you minus off? And whatever's left, that's what you have to pay to the goy. Says Rashi, Ad Shnas HaYovel. Shari Kol Atzmoy Loi Kenoi Elo Lo Ovdoi Ad HaYovel. Shari BeYovel Yeitze. Kmishan Amal Amato. In Posuk Nadalad it says, V'yosob HaShnas HaYovel. Ube Goy Shetachas Yodcha Koso Medaber. We must be talking about a Goy that he's subservient to the Jews. If he's not, you can't tell the Goy what to do. He'll tell you, I don't want to sell him back. We're talking about a Goy that's Mekabel, what the Yidden tell him to do. But the afal pichein loytovei olav be'akivin. Don't trick him. Mipnei chilul Hashem. Elo kesheboli goyel. When you're coming to redeem your Jewish brother who sold himself to a goy, yedaktek becheshbon. Make the cheshbon exactly lefi amagia b'chol shana v'shana. Whatever he deserves as payment for every year, yenak eloy min agoy min domo. The goy will minus off the payment. For example, the goy bought the yid 20 years before Yovel. For 20 months. Every year he bought for 1 month. Let's say he worked for 5 years and now he wants to be redeemed. You minus off 5 money. And what do you have to give the goy? Test for money, you gotta pay the goy 15 money. That's what the pasuk means. The amount of money will depend on how many years you were sold for. How much money was each year's work worth? as if he sold himself for one money per year. That's what he basically did. He just did it for 20 years. Then you knock it, you minus that off, and the rest you have to pay the goy. Posugnon Aleph, imoid rabo izbashonim, lefihen yoshiv geulosoi, mikesef, miknosoi, vime meat, nishabashonim, bandishanase veil, vechishav loi, kefishonov yoshiv es geulosoi. If there are many years left, namely he worked only for a few years, and there are many years left to his work, according to that cheshbon, you're going to have to give back the money to the goy from the money he paid for him when he bought. And if there are a few years left until the yovel, he worked most of the years, make the cheshbon, and whatever's left, that's what you have to pay the goy. Says Rashi, Moin Rabbi Bashonim Ada Yovel, Lefihen, Akul, Kmoish Pirashti, like Rashi explained to us at length in the previous Rashi. Posuk Nun Gimel Kischir Shono Bishono Yehiye Imoi Lo Yirdenu Meferech Le'inecho. And while he is an Eved by the Goy, make sure the Eved treats him fairly and treats him nicely, like a regular worker that charges by year. Lo Yirdenu Meferech Le'inecho, make sure he's not doing Perech type of work with the Yid. Says Rashi, Lo Yirdenu Meferech Le'inecho. You can't control what the goy does or doesn't do, but make sure if you see it to put a stop to it. Posuk nun dalet veim lo yigo eil be eile viyotzo bishnas hayo veil hu uvonov imoi. And if that nebach, this yid who sold himself to a goy, is not redeemed, is not bought back with one of the above mentioned way, namely one of his relatives or he himself can't come up with the money to buy himself out, then he leaves when Yovel comes, he and his children with him. Even though his children were never sold, nevertheless, the goy is mechuyev to feed his children also. Says Rashi, even though Yovel be'ele, be'ele hu nigal, ve'enu nigal be'sheish. Rashi's medag the pasuk. The only way for him to go out is be'ele, with people or he himself buying himself out. But the yetzia of sheish, that he goes out after 6 years, is not applicable to a moicher atzmoi legoi. Hu vonov imoi, hagoi chayev b'mezoinois bonov. The identical drosha that Rashi made above in Posuk Mem Aleph, regarding a yid that sells himself to another yid. Of course, we're talking about a goi that will be listening to us. As Rashi said before in Posuk Nun, ubegoi shetachas yodcho akosu medaber. Posuk nun hei, ki li bnei Yisrael avodim avodai heim, asher yitzei siyo yisom me'eret mitzroyim, ani adonai Eloheichem. And the reason an Eved Ivri animka legoi goes out by Yovel, says Hashem, because really the bnei Yisrael are my avodim. I was coined them as my servants when I took them out of Mitzrayim, and therefore I get to set the rules how long you can keep him. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and if you overwork with this yid, I consider it as if you're overworking kavayochel with me. Says Rashi, ki li bnei Yisrael avodim shtori koidem. My document, my sale document, came before yours. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, kol ha-meshabdo milemato, keilu mishtabed milemalo. If you overwork the yid down here, it's as if you're overworking me, Hashem kavayochel. Posuk alev loisa sulochem elili mufeselumatsevo loisokim ulochem veven maskis loisitenu bealtechem leishtachavoisoleho ki ani adoinoi eloihechem es shabesisai tishmoiru umikdoshi tiro u ani adoinoi. Do not make avodizores, do not make statues, and a matzeva is a stone that you make in order to bring korbonos on it to avodizore. Ve'even maskis loisitnu ba'artzachem. An even maskis is a tiled floor. You don't want to make a tiled floor in order to bow down on it, even if you're bowing down to Hashem. You don't want to bow down outside the Beis HaMikdash on a tiled floor, even you're bowing to Hashem. That is why on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, when we bow down in shul, we make sure to put a towel or something separating between our faces and the floor. Otherwise, that would be over this Eser. Because I am Hashem, your God. Keep my Shabbosim and fear the Beis HaMikdash. You have to act with respect in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the shaychus of these isurim to our parsha? Says Rashi. We're talking about a yid that was sold to a goy. The yid may say, I'm an eved by a goy. Hoyil v'rabi megala arayos, afani kamoyu. Hoyil v'rabi eved avid ezore, afani kamoyu. Hoyil v'rabi mechal shabos, afani kamoyu. Says the Torah, no. You may have stooped low and sold yourself to a goy, but lekachnemu mikrois halolu, remember, you are still a yid, and you have to keep the mitzvahs. And now Rashi goes to explain the sequence of all the topics of our parasha. V'af ha-parasha yis halolu nemo ala seda. B'tchilo yizir ala shviz, hilchi shmita. V'imchoman momoid v'nechshad ala shviz. One of the halachos of Shemitah is, although Rashi didn't mention it, and it's not mefurish in the posuk, but Chazal darshan it. Voice a Shabbos ha'oret lochem lo'ochlo v'loy nischoiro. The produce of Shviz, you can't turn into a business, you can't sell it as a business, as a money-making thing. And if a person did that because he wanted to make money to become rich, you end up becoming poor. Soifu limko metaltelov. And that's why right after Shemitah it said, Lekach somach loi, v'chisim keru mimko. And what does it say? Oikonoi miyad amisecho. We darshin dovor anikno miyad liyad. That's metaltelin. Although that's not the poshup shot in the posuk above. We're talking about selling karkois, that they go back by yovel. But that's the drosha. Dovor anikno miyad liyad. You thought you're going to make yourself rich by doing schoiro b'peiro shviz. You'll end up selling your metaltelin. You didn't get the hint. You're going to end up selling your field. That's the next parsha. You're going to have to sell your house. You didn't get the hint. You're going to have to borrow beribis. It gets worse and worse. You're going to have to sell yourself as a slave to a yid. You didn't get the hint. And that is the sequence of the parshiyos in our parsha. Ve'evin maskis loshen kisui, that covers over, loshen v'sakuisi chapi, shemechasin hakarka b'ritzpas avonim, you cover the dirt floor with a tiled floor, leishtach avoyisaleo. Afilu l'shamayim, you're not avoy dezore, even you're doing it for Hashem, lefi sheishtach avoye bepishut yodayim reglayim. Definition of ishtach avoye is, flat on the floor, spread out your hands and frit. Ve'osro toiro lasos kein chut la'migdosh. You're not allowed to do that outside the Beis HaMikdosh. The parasha ends off, Ani Hashem, Nemon L'shalom Ischar, I am trustworthy to pay those who keep my mitzvahs. Ad kan, the seven topics of Parashat Behar, namely, topic number one, Shemitah, topic number two, Yovel, topic number three, selling a Sdei Achuza, topic number four, selling a house in the Irchoymo and not in the Irchoymo, topic number five, lending with ribis. Topic number six, an Eved Ivri Animkar Yisrael. And topic number seven, Eved Ivri Animkar Legoy.